Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left. And then listen online and you'll be all set to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. These days, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And the most adorable picture of a possum I've ever seen. So cute. And golly, it is the second Sunday of November. And the second Sunday is always a best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. I haven't messed that one up for a while now. Hey, how about that? Yay! And that means Linda Rasmussen, brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen, here in the studio. And together, they're doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. We've got this last hour to go, so we'll calls take priority. We do have some callers on the line, and if you'd like to get in, you want to pick up a phone line now, because I've got all the Christmas events and the Santa Paws dates and stuff for Meow. Okay, so I got to give you all the holiday stuff, which I'll do for Meow, because I love Meow, and we need to know about these things. We just don't need Christmas trees at the lobby yet. Anyway. I have the Christmas stuff for Meow, so we'll talk about that. So get in if you want to get a line now, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. And I think either of you have any follow-up for what we were talking about, or can we head right back to the phones?
We got to talk to some people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about let's go to Everett and welcome Curry. Curry, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What can we help you with?
Little turmoil going on. I've spent the last couple years doing a lot of activism work, lots and lots. And so quite an activist. I've got a wonderful activist dog that goes with me that is the sweetest yeah, very helpful for all the people. He's very kind, very gentle, gentle soul. Coming back to now, this year, sold our house. My husband and I married 25 years. Sold our house back in November, so 1 year ago. And I retired, and we had worked opposite shifts. And then we come together and couldn't find a new house, sold ours at a great price, at a great time, but didn't find one. So went to a very small apartment, and he just moved a couple months ago, 4 months ago, to Oakland, where his family is, because things just weren't working out, because we didn't have very good communication.
So this is kind of your story of all the turmoil you've been going through,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, I do feed the unhoused community a couple days a week, go out and do that with just a group of people not affiliated with anyone. My dog is taking on some of this. I'm still trying to work on things, but it is very difficult.
All right, so it sounds like both of you, we probably, Dr. Nels needs to work on your dog friend, because your dog friend, you know, I teach all the time about the human-to-animal transference, and our animals do pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff, and they can have their own stuff, too. So let's get some details here. Curry, what is your dog's name?
Benny. Benny's in the car.
And what kind of dog is Benny?
Benny rescued him at 4 years old. He's now 7, and he is a pit mix.
Okay.
Beautiful
brindle. Brindle pit mix. Okay.
Yes.
And hopefully that'll be enough for Dr. Nels to turn into Benny. And Dr. Nels has got him. All right, so Dr. Nels is going to start working on Benny and straightening him out. And then, Curry, I'm going to turn you over to Linda so she can work on you. Is that okay?
wonderful.
All right, so Linda is now in charge.
All right. Hello, Curry.
Hi.
So I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue, just relaxing, breathing normally. I'm going to have you think this thought, I believe I am happy. And as you're thinking that, also just allow any pictures or memories that contain that feeling of happy to come through. You're just thinking, I believe I'm happy, over and over again. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of satisfied.
Well, that's a good description. I mean, I don't ever think of that when I'm trying to get somewhere.
Satisfied and the number one are the two things to hold in your mind. And then take a deep breath into the abdomen. Hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can. When you need to, get a new breath and just keep repeating, inhaling and holding in. As you think satisfied one, your eyes are closed, looking up at the left side of your forehead.
Curry, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left. You take in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can, but whenever you need to, let that breath out and replace it again. All the while thinking, satisfied, and the number one. Satisfied, one.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Curry. And then with your eyes open, just gently tip your head forward, tucking your chin a little bit, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts go back to, I believe I am happy. And that is complete.
Yay.
So what that means is before, if you thought about being happy, that actually would make something trigger in you. And now you can enjoy being happy without that.
And without the trigger.
And we're going to affirm, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied is the affirmation. And you will want to look for satisfied, especially about yourself and your surroundings and everything that's happening in your life. Just keep, especially today, tomorrow, and the day after, feeling grateful and thankful for satisfied.
All right.
Love that word. Thank you.
All right. So let's check in with Dr. Nels. Dr. Nels, you were working on Benny, and you worked on him for quite a while. You just now completed.
Yes.
So what did you find with Master Benny?
Well, Benny was interesting because normally when I'm working, I will work on both sides of the body. But with Benny, everything was only to be worked on the right side of the body today.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so there was a big blockage in the right side of his neck, just an inch or two in front of his shoulder. Sometimes people can feel around there and feel, oh, it is even kind of lumpy, you know. Oh. So that's a thing that you might notice, Curry, that there could have been kind of a lumpy spot on his neck. And then down lower rib cage and all the way down to his pelvis along the side of the spine, there were multiple points that needed to get connected to that and essentially have the energy balanced through that whole area. So it's part of the fight or flight system, but there was a definite imbalance that, I don't know if it was manifesting as any physical disabilities or something you would notice, but it was a good time to get that fixed.
Yeah.
Good.
Excellent. So Curry, you should experience some positive shifts here. And you want to keep up the affirmation. Did you hear earlier in the show Linda explaining how to use the affirmation?
Yes.
So you know today, tomorrow, and the next day, you want to repeat it all the time. Keep yourself in the energy. All right. And then know with all this anxiety and everything that's going on with you and your relationship and all of that, let's see how you do over the next month. But remember, they will both be back in the studio the second Sunday of December. And I'd love it if you marked your calendar and called back in. And then you could let us know how this work helped you. If it did, you know, and then they can give you a tune-up going into the holidays.
Yeah. And another thing with the word satisfied is just look around in your environment and see where you are. You already have that feeling of satisfied because you can.
When you're satisfied in your life,
when you look around in your environment and see something that reflects back that feeling of satisfied and you are aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, you bring that into your awareness. It amplifies.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent.
Good.
All right.
I wanted to know, I just want to say one quick thing. My neck feels about 100 pounds lighter.
Yay! Yay!
That's where I put it.
So okay, we can go now.
yes. Thank you so much.
All right, Curry. Thank you for calling in, and I expect to hear from you the second Sunday of December. Stacy, you mark her on the phone list. Okay.
Be well.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Nathan, what's your pleasure? Ads are always on schedule. Okay. So, Ann, you need to hold on. We'll be back at you, and we are going to take care of advertisers, and then we will go back to the phones. And if you want to pick up a line, better do it now, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues with more phone calls right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m., and sometimes we have elephants. Didn't you hear them? I just heard them. They're talking. Oh, sometimes we got frogs. Yeah. We got all kinds of animals around here, and they just poke out occasionally here and there. Pigs get kind of disgruntled sometimes, but okay. And then we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, and you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And I think you're just Vertical Energy on Facebook?
Well, I actually am not on Facebook right now something that's not worth discussing.
Okay. So we're all having issues with Facebook. Well, you and me anyway today. So never mind. Website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. Mm-hmm. And Linda continues to offer a free session to any of you that have not worked with her before. You can call or text her at the number I'm about to give you, and she will be delighted to give you a free introductory session, which you can do in person with her at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or you can work remotely with her, your choice. So get your pens and papers ready, because all you got to do is call or text her for a free session. And gosh, call in today, get your session, and then do another one for free. can do that. Anyway, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okay, then, I think we are ready to go back to the phones, and we're heading down to Kent. And Anne, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Good morning, all.
Hey, Anne. How are you?
Pretty good.
You all right? All those little dogs of yours, how many you got these days?
I have three.
Oh, okay.
They're all Papillon. I have a 16-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And the 2-year-old came to me at the end of January as a breeder return. And
so a new one to your group.
New to the group.
Is that the one? Is that the one you're concerned about today?
Yes.
Okay, then let's get some details. What is this dog's name?
His name is Coda, which is a musical term for ending or finale.
Coda, and he's a 2-year-old Papillon?
Correct.
Okay, and what color?
He's what I call a sable, like a red sable. And the people before me put a confirmation championship on him.
Okay.
Said, well, that's all we do here, take him back kind of thing.
So I always think of Papillons because Papillon means butterfly in French. But I think of a butterfly ears because I think that's how they got their name. Their ears look like butterflies. Right. So does Coda have butterfly ears?
Butterfly wing ears.
Yeah, cool. All right, so what did you say is going on with Coda?
Well, ever since I got him, he has major separation anxiety.
Ah, okay.
And I'm parked in the driveway, and I bet they all heard, except Chase, who's mostly deaf, he heard the car from inside the kitchen area where he has a wire crate where he stays.
Uh-huh.
And even before I do the gate latch, I can hear him going, ah. And when we're driving and he's in his crate in the passenger seat and the other two in crates in the back, he's whining and fussing when he's in his crate even next to me in the car.
Okay, so now I think Dr. Nels has been able to connect with Coda and is working on him. But Dr. Nels, I already know from you that with recent cases, and I'm sure you're getting them all the time, but you've had some really good experiences here with dogs that have this kind of separation issues.
Right.
With the neuroenergetic balancing really helping them with that. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, I've worked on dogs that had, you know, loud noise problems, dogs that were glued to their owner and, you know, getting underfoot all the time because they just didn't want to leave them. They seemed to need, like a limpet attached to their leg.
Yeah.
So, and it seems to be part of the fight or flight being
So it all kind of relates.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, I remember a picture you posted sometime. That it was a little dog that I think it was a rescue and that absolutely wouldn't separate to save its soul from the owner. Velcro dog, it was apparently driving her nuts. And I remember you posting a picture and it was the little dog asleep in a chair in the living room all by itself. And she was like, yay,
Yeah.
And so this kind of work can help with this sort of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I remember, do you have any experience with, is it a one-time treatment and they do better? Do they tend to need more treatments, or is there any kind of norm with this?
It would be hard to really say that, any of those, because I've had all of them,
Okay.
Where you do one and it's like, it's a miracle. And then others, it takes four or five to really get them all sorted out.
So there isn't any consistency.
What I would say is it seems that the younger ones don't need as much in general as the older ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like the older ones are a little slower to respond. But
gotcha.
That's
interesting.
That's just kind of a general thing, I would say, not necessarily in every case.
All right. It sounds like you're obviously still working on CODA, so you're finding that there are things that he needs.
And what I'm thinking is, there may be a little bit of a... It's always good to do the connection that Linda can get to work with Ann, because, the energy works both ways. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Okay, so Ann, is it okay with you if Linda does some work with you?
Yes, that's fine.
Good. All right, then I'm turning you over to Linda.
Hi there, Ann.
You're in charge.
So I'm going to have you think about something that you think about a lot, some kind of reoccurring thought that you have probably every day, maybe multiple times a day. And if you have more than one of those, just pick one to focus on. Does something come to mind?
I think so.
I don't need to know what it is, just that you've got one. Yep. Okay, perfect. So focus on that. Just allow awareness for how you feel when you are thinking that repetitive thought. And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of frustrated. And we're going to replace frustrated And we're going to replace frustrated now with the feeling of passion. Hmm. So you're focusing on passion now. Passion in the number 3.
Okay.
And your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be to take a deep breath in and then exhale completely, keeping your breath held out as long as you comfortably can. Let the breath back in before it becomes stressful. Just keep exhaling and holding your breath out as you think passion 3.
And you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left. Take in a deep breath and then exhale it all out and hold it completely out as long as you comfortably can. But when you need to replace that breath and then let it out again, you can at any time. All the while thinking passion in the number 3. Passion 3. Passion 3.
That's perfect, Ann. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just gently tip your head forward and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts return to whatever that repetitive thought was. And that is complete. And so the affirmation that's going to help to maintain this new flow of energy is, I embrace the feeling of passion.
I embrace the feeling of passion.
And you'll want to use that affirmation as much as you can today, tomorrow, and the day after. And if there's something, like a picture in your mind that resonates with passion, use that, and also see if you can, when you think this affirmation, feel a sense of passion.
All right. So how you feeling, Ann?
Good. Better.
All right. Now, anything else, Dr. Nels, with CODA?
Well, I got a really good reset. CODA needed actually quite a lot, and I finished up with the good dog points, which I've discussed before, which are just behind the eyes on the dog's head, there's two little depressions on the side of the head.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, virtually in this case, touch my fingers very lightly to those areas and just tell him he's a good dog. And it just helps to soothe them, because all dogs like to know they're good dogs.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can do that. That's a little trick you can do at home as well. If you can find those little depressions right behind the eyes, if he'll let you rest your fingers lightly there for a moment, and you can tell him you're a good dog.
Yeah, Robbie likes those points.
Yeah.
All right. So, Anne, I had one other thought. Are you familiar with Jackson Galaxy, the feline behavior therapist?
The name sounds familiar, okay.
Yeah, he did the show My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet.
Okay.
But he has a website and he sells stuff. And he does flower essences, and it's the line of flower essences that I get the best reports about. And one of his flower essences is for separation anxiety for dogs and cats.
Okay.
And that's one that I get the most positive reports about. So you can go to the website, jacksongalaxy.com. Jacksongalaxy.com. He calls the flower essences holistic solutions. So you could click on that and then look for the separation anxiety. And depending, you might want to, you know, read the reviews. Because he's a cat guy, a lot of the first reviews are about cats, but then you get to dog reviews. But all of his essences have reviews, and I, you know, I get some really good reports about it. So sometimes that might, that can be helpful as well.
Okay.
All righty. So let us know how Coda does. But I just can't imagine. I mean, a red sable Papillon. I bet he's gorgeous. Isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Did you said you got him from a breeder?
Yeah. A situation called a breeder return,
where somebody couldn't.
They couldn't keep him, and they
right. Well, right. I was just going to chime in. You know, see how this goes for Coda, and if you feel like there might need to be a little more done to help really get this anxiety thing whipped, just go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact us button and fill that out, and then we can have a chat.
All right, sounds
okay.
good. Okay, Anne. Thanks for checking
Thank
in.
You.
And calling
Thank
Animal
you.
World. All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. I think that we're good on calls. Oh, we got another call. So you'll have to tell us, where are we headed?
We are headed to Bellevue, and Diane is hanging out on the line looking for a treatment here.
Hey, Diane. Welcome back to Animal World.
Diane.
Oh, hi.
Oh. There
hi.
She is.
Hi there.
I was calling to see if Linda Nels could impart some additional healing energies for my back that I had hurt gardening. It is better, but since you're there,
yeah, absolutely.
Call for more help.
Okay. So Nels will use his talents and I'll use mine. So I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you think about something that comes to mind when I ask you to think about something really upsetting that's happened in recent times. It doesn't have to be like yesterday, but something fairly recent that you found upsetting. Just let it come into your mind and let me know if you've got something.
I have it.
Okay, so focusing on that upsetting thing, just aware of how you feel as you're thinking about that.
Upsetting.
And then I'm going to have you focus, set that aside, and focus on the feeling of sincerity. And the number two, your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out. As you think sincerity, too.
Right, Diane, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep breathing in and out, all the while thinking sincerity and the number two. Sincerity, two. think we have stereos going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stereo treatments.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Diane. And then with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head down and then letting your head rise. And then letting your thoughts go back to that upsetting experience that you were thinking of, aware of how you feel as you're thinking of that. And that is complete. And I actually am now blanking. Oh, sincerity. So I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of sincerity will be your affirmation to help keep things opened up.
Sounds good. Diane, did you get that?
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of sincerity, right?
Right. Yes. Right.
And then just look for multiple opportunities to notice your own sincerity, the sincerity of others, of animals. Just let yourself really bathe in the energy of sincerity.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And very good.
I had a thought about sincerity. I think it was yesterday. It might have been the day before. And that is, the people you disagree with are probably very sincere. And it doesn't, you know, it's not about right or wrong, right? We're talking about the feeling of sincerity. So people you
well,
have disagreements
with. Well, they can be sincere whether you agree with them or not.
Exactly.
Right?
They're, you know? Mostly they're sincere. In fact, then the corollary came to me, which is some of the people you agree with aren't.
Well, I suppose both are true.
Yeah.
So well, what are we supposed to do with level. That piece of a piece of wisdom, or what are we going to do with that, Dr. Nels?
What I would say is just remember, especially the people you disagree with, if you focus on the fact that they're sincere, it helps you to realize, you know, because mostly what we do is think people who disagree with us are idiots.
Uh-huh.
But
true. Yeah. Well,
but it's you know, they're sincere and they have their own beliefs, mm-hmm. and we need to just allow them to be who they are.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, you know, and yes. We all probably could do a better job of that, mm-hmm. Because that we're humans. And you know, a good thing to remember, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We all come from the same place. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, we're all brothers and sisters. We have the same mom and dad on the other side. We just don't all get it yet. But, you know.
Well, we can agree that they're sincere, but we don't have to agree with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to agree with them, but.
No, but you can agree that they're sincere. And
yes.
You see, here's the reason I think it's important, because it's a positive vibration. It allows
right.
you to put a positive vibration.
Instead of saying they're nuts,
yeah.
say at least they're
because
sincere.
Because we judge people, and that reflects back on us and our
Absolutely.
Feelings. And
yeah.
so that's why if we look at them and say, well, I don't agree with them, but at least I know they're sincere,
yeah,
that's
that gives
a positive
you a way
feeling.
To twist it positively. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay,
yes.
good. Good. Yeah,
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Alrighty, Diane, carry on with your sincerity now.
Alrighty, thanks so much.
No, and I should be saying, you know, and Thanksgiving's coming up, so.
Yes, happy Sunday, guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, looks like we are right on the money here to take care of advertisers. Have we emptied our phone lines? We have. All right, so let's take care of advertisers. We'll come back and do current events, because they got all the holiday stuff. So you need to know all about the holiday stuff. And then we'll chat ourselves out of here. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
By the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. There are the pigs. I knew they'd come in here somewhere. Hey, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Natasha Venter. She's our medium animal communicator and personal awareness coach. You can check her out at, what is her? AngelicClarifications.com. I would have Vertical Energy Worldwide rolling through my brain, and I had to move that out so I could get to the angelic clarifications. But so Natasha is angelic, well, and Vertical Energy Worldwide, that's Linda. Okay. So angelicclarifications.com is Natasha, and she does some custom classes you can speak to her about. She can schedule for you. She does private readings over the phone, and she's very reasonably priced, and you can schedule with her pretty immediately. Unlike some other really gifted psychics, we know that you've got months ahead. So if you need one quick, Natasha's available. And she also does podcasts. You can hear her every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. And you can find her on YouTube at Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. And I'm sure you'll enjoy. And then, of course, she's here in the studio with me next week. So plan to give us a call if you got questions for me or Natasha. We can do behavior training and healing with me. You can do anything about your animals or human loved ones or a personal awareness reading. But we'd love to hear from you next week. And then, of course, remember that Jude Ponton is back in business and her little Whispering Dragon Center is going on in her home, and it's spectacular. She got the whole of the gong room finished, or at least, you know, everything in on Friday. And I tell you what, I'm over the moon. I can't wait to get back. It's like this little healing chamber, and the energy is just off the charts. It is so phenomenal. I know you're going to really be impressed. It's just so cool. Anyway, so check it out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call to schedule an in-person or remote session. Oh, and remind me, I totally spaced it, Nathan. I have to talk to you something about how we get the gongs and the stuff on the air. So remind me after the air, I've got some questions for you because I totally spaced it until now, and I probably will again by the time we're done. All right, so now it's your responsibility. Okay. All right, so anyway, you can call Jude for an appointment. Sorry, a little kitchen talk in the sidelines here. Jude's phone number, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then. We are back in business here. And before we run out of time, let me show I have it ready. So how about, I think we even have time for music this week. We haven't done music for a long time. It's time for current events. Woohoo!
Hello.
Okay, I've had an attitude adjustment. Thank you, Divine Mother and St. Francis G. Because, you know, I was all upset when I walked in the front door today at the and there's the Christmas tree. But I have had an attitude adjustment. Because I was just reminded that my favorite part of the holidays is Nathan gets to let out the jingle cats and dogs. And we can have the jingle cats and dogs. Woohoo!
Yeah.
However, I'm not breaking the rules. They don't start till after Thanksgiving. Okay, so December we'll have the Jingle Cats, but we get to do Christmas caroling and all of that good stuff with the Jingle Cats. And I frankly, I love the Jingle Cats, and that's what gets me in the Christmas spirit. So Jingle Cats will be coming up. Oh, what are we doing? We're doing current events. Okay, so basically there are nothing new on current events, and no new classes scheduled. Beavers at Northwest Stream Center was yesterday, and we don't have any new events scheduled there. If you want to see just kind of the regular stuff that's on there, you can go to the website, marthanorwalk.com, click on current events. But the hot new stuff, all the holiday stuff is scheduled that Meow does. And remember, Meow's one of our favorite animal charities, rescues and shelters and all of that good stuff. All right, so they've got coming up, this is Friday, November 18th, I think that would be next Friday, wouldn't it be? Yeah, I think that next Friday, this is from 6:30 to 9 p.m. It is the Wagsgiving and Wine Tasting with Meow Canine. Well, Meow does have dogs. They just aren't in the shelter. They're in foster with Meow Canine. And this is at Pullman Cellars in Woodinville. I guess I think we have so many wineries and stuff in Woodinville now. I think we're kind of off the charts. I mean, there's wineries I haven't even heard of. This is one of them. But it's P-O-M-U-M, Pomum Cellars, 18512 142nd Avenue Northeast in Woodinville. And by the way, all these events are all up on the website on current events. All right, so that's next Friday, 6:30 to 9. All right, then, now this is the big event that came back last year, and so now they'll really have it rolling again this year. It's the Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale. Everybody raves about this. Now, that happens on Saturday, December 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church, 105 State Street in Kirkland. And, anyway, I can just tell you, over the years, it's just such a popular event and so many disappointments during the pandemic because it couldn't happen, but it's happening again now. Okay, now get your pens. Have you want to do Santa Paws with all the doggies and stuff? And doggies and kitties and anybody else you want to do Santa Paws pictures. Now, Meow does partners up with Mud Bay stores, and so I'm going to give you the dates, and they're Saturdays and Sundays. It's a $20 donation, and you get your photo, the photos taken with Santa, and they request that they be in a carrier on a leash, and I believe it's noon to 3. All right, so Sunday, November 27th, that's the first date, that will be at the Issaquah Mud Bay. Saturday, December 3rd, they'll be at the Greenwood Mud Bay. Sunday, December 4th, at Overlake Mud Bay. Saturday, December 10th, at Uptown Mud Bay. Sunday, December 11th, Redmond Mud Bay. Saturday, December 17th, they're back at Greenwood Mud Bay. And then Sunday, December 18th, they're at Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. So that's quite a lot of opportunities you've got. Now, if I didn't go slow, and I tried to go slow, I went slow for me. I didn't like just rattle, I did go slow for me. But if you didn't get it, not to worry, just go to marthanorwalk.com, and on the left side, click on current events, and you'll find this all there. I'm sure they're probably up at meowcatrescue.org as well. But that's all the good holiday stuff for Meow. Now, it just occurred to me, Stacy, my dear, since you haven't been in for a while and we haven't checked on you and your kids, Tank and our little bag man.
Little bag man.
Yeah. So does anybody need treatments?
Well, you know, Bagman always needs a treatment.
Okay, Dr. Nils, the Bagman needs a treatment.
Okay, yeah.
If you got nothing else to do.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm thinking is while I'm doing that, shouldn't we have Linda work on you?
Well, I was thinking the same thing. I was going to tactfully come in the back door on that one, but can I turn you over to Linda
too? Sure.
All righty, Linda, you're in charge.
Okay, Stacy.
Microphone's
over here.
Yeah, it's okay. The microphone. I turned towards Stacy. Sorry.
Yeah. You can move it around.
I've got Stacy totally in front of me now.
Okay.
So just think the sky is blue. And bring a person into your thoughts.
Okay.
And then focus on the feeling of grief. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking left. Your breathing will be to take a deep breath in and then exhale and hold your breath out, letting it back in as soon as you need to. Thinking grief, two.
So, Stacy, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the left. You've taken a deep breath in and exhaled it completely. Hold it out as long as you comfortably can, but take another breath and release again whenever you need to, all the while thinking grief and the number two. Grief, two.
And then breathe normally. Eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward and then letting your head rise. And then bringing that person back into your thoughts. And then that is complete. The affirmation is, I forgive myself for allowing the feeling of grief to come between me and my perfect peace.
Ooh. I forgive myself for allowing the feeling of grief
to come between me and my perfect peace.
To come between me and my perfect peace. Wow. Now that's the first time we've heard that one. That's a powerful affirmation. I forgive myself for allowing the feeling of grief to come between me and my perfect peace.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. You got that, Stace? I wrote it down in case.
Thank you. I can go back and listen to it again.
Yeah. And I wrote it down in case, you know, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Very powerful. So today, tomorrow, and the next day, lots of the affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And our little bag man did need, Nils is still working on the bag.
He's interesting. He was off his center like one I had earlier in the show where everything's on one side of the body.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so he's really out of balance.
He started when I would take him for a walk. He started again where I'm getting tank ready and then he starts like going a little crazy, like barking.
Oh, yeah.
Get that. He gets his little, I don't know if he's just too excited or he just gets all wound up.
Yeah. Well, he's reset now.
Well, and we'll see, because in the past, if past dictates, you never know. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But he's gotten into those little jags of some uncontrollable acting out behavior. But Nils has done the balancing and,
right,
and it stops.
Yeah.
So now we'll see.
We'll see.
Because very likely that you're done with that because he was so out of balance.
Yeah.
All right.
Huh. Interesting.
Now, do you think Tank okay? Well, can you do just a check on Tank and see if she needs anything since we tend to kind of ignore her?
She's been fine.
She's pretty solid.
I'm just going to.
Good dog.
I'm going to do the good dog.
Good dog points. I can see it. Yay.
Yeah, she gets a little good dog.
Yeah, just so
points.
She gets a little love attention
too.
Yeah.
She always gets attention.
Excellent.
There we go.
All right. So Tank is a good dog. Very good. All right, so we are good. So Dr. Nils Rasmussen, you can reach him at healingministryforanimals.com. You can stay tuned after Animal World today and listen to an encore presentation of Mystic Radios with past life people and pets. And, of course, Robin Alexis and Dr. Nails are the stars, and so you might want to listen. And then we will be in the studio again, I think, next week, and Natasha will be joining us. But I don't know for sure she's driving down. We'll see. But at any rate, plan to call in with questions for me or our psychic medium communicator, Natasha, and or for a personal reading with Natasha, personal awareness reading, because she's great at that. So I look forward to seeing you then. And I wanted to tell you, I did all my getting organized with hummingbird feeders. For those of you who are feeding the hummers, remember the annas stay in our area all winter long. So if you're feeding them now, you need to be prepared to feed through the winter. I got my hummingbird feeder out, or heater, my hummingbird feeder heater. And so it's all hooked up, and I've found that they're easy to find now. Most bird stores, you can find them even on Amazon, and they're the red things that hook on the bottom and you plug them in. But they work really good, and I found that out. So I made sure I have all my wrapping, the hummingbird feeders and stuff. I'm going to phase out a few of my extra feeders. I've decided I am not going to police 5 or 6 feeders during the winter. I'm only going to do 3. So the 3 main ones, the rest of them are going. And then in spring, I'm going to bring in more for when the roofies come in and try to chase the annas away. I'm going to have a different plan this next spring. So get ready with it. Make sure that everybody's got unfrozen water as it gets colder. And I guess we are done for the day. So Nathan, thank you so much. Linda Rasmussen, thank you. Dr. Nils, thank you. And Stacy, bless you. I'm so glad you're back. Alrighty, and as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.